God answered. God has just really been moving so until I just can't keep up with him. I'm trying. But he told me something, and I said, God, I just really appreciate you. I had something I want to preach, and I was telling my daughter, and she mentioned what I was supposed to. I said, oh, Lord, okay. she told me what it was, and she didn't even know that I had the Lord had given it to me. So I just want to thank the Lord. I also want to thank the Lord for my daughters. You know, I'm not trying to be, but I thank the Lord for my kids, because during this trial in my life, my daughter Tawana, she's been my daughter too. And call her whenever I want to. Sister Wanda, hi, Pastor. And there we go. She probably be talking, I'll be walking in, we still be talking. We just have a good time. Thank the Lord for Sister Vicky, brother, wait a minute, don't tell me. Joe. Ha ha ha. Sister Phyllis, all of you, my father's children. Sister Brenda, glad to see you back. And Sister Juan and Covey has been so wonderful in class. And when I came in, he just hugged me and said, Pastor, so I said, oh, Lord, don't, I'm going to break down on this one now. I'm getting ready to break down and do some crying here now. That's what good. Mommy, you're always crying. Well, and I just thank the Lord for your love. I tell you, your love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Hallelujah. I did hear the service, brother. I heard the service. We listened to the service. We listened to it, and we saw Brother Al walk across here and come up here. It was just, I said, woo, look at us. We getting on the ball here. So I just want to thank the Lord for all of you that have worked with us these times. And I think I got a few more years in here. I believe I do. I do. I really do. I don't think the Lord is calling me home just yet. And I just want to thank the Lord for his goodness and mercy, which endureth forever, and for you all. My vision is still for this church. I haven't lost it. I don't care what my eyes see, but I have spiritual eyes to see much further. And I want to thank the Lord for that. Praise the Lord. And so, Sister Vicky, we get some new wine. And when you heard your, I used to go to a lot of revivals. I love revivals, y'all. Yeah. But you know what came to me? You don't hear the prophet. Where is the prophet at? Hello? What happened to the prophets? You may be seated. I said, Lord, I don't know what done happened to the prophets. You don't hear nobody prophesying. Maybe I ain't been in the right place or something. But it was a time when we were led and we were guided by prophets. God just, so you that are older in the Lord and know this to be a fact, you know. So I want to thank the Lord for all of my children, especially for my daughter Karen, who took a chance on letting me come in her house with COVID. So we had to do our thing and wear our mask, and you know, but she did the cooking, and we got used to each other. And I won't never forget that. I want you to know, God don't forget. You hear what I say? He see when you touch somebody that nobody else touched. When you walked up to this young lady that you saw weeping, and you stopped. God sees it all. I'm telling you, Jesus is coming back here. I don't know when. I ain't gonna, because I'm not a prophet, but it ain't gonna be long. I'm telling you, this world, it'll dry up with dirt. It's something to happen in this place if God don't come soon. So I'll let that alone, because I ain't getting too many amens on it. But however, you know, old folks do stuff anyway, so you know. I want to go to Deuteronomy, and Father, first I want to thank you for all you've done for me. Glad to see you back, Brenda. Is that Brenda? Because my daughter's name is Brenda. Okay, you know the one that's named Brenda? This one here. Brenda to Brenda. That's how I remember you, because my daughter got a Brenda. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glad to hear the Lord moving for my sister, Phyllis. So, and praise the Lord. I just want to thank you all for all your prayers, and if you said something or whatever, I want to thank you. I do feel 98% better. I do. And I decided, I said, God, I got to go to church. I can't stay another Sunday. I got to go to church. So Dad said, well, you got to say, I'm going to church. And don't you get him going nowhere. He can't see to. I said, don't you get him going nowhere till I get back. I'm going to church. So I'm glad to be here today. God knows my heart. He know you too. I said, he knows you too. Praise the Lord. And so I want you to pray with me as I try to give you what God has given me to give the church. And it was just so, yeah, pray for me. But the Lord is letting me know that, like the brother was saying about the revival, there used to not be a lot of revivals. Did you know that? But now it's a lot of revivals. So God is doing something in America and going again to stir us up. Amen. So I want you to go to Deuteronomy with me. Praise the Lord. Father, I want to thank you. Deuteronomy. I got my kids here. They'll tell you what Deuteronomy is. I don't see them. But I want to go to Deuteronomy, the 34th chapter. Praise the Lord. Father, I just want to thank you for being back. I just appreciate you so much, Lord, for raising me up and healing my body and keeping the saints praying for me and teaching me more about love than I've ever learned. And I've been here a long time. I've seen the power of love and what it can do, and I just want to thank you for it. Lord, bless the service today and use me for your glory to bless your people and to help us. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to go to the 34th chapter, and I want to begin at the 5th verse. I'm just going to cut it short and get to the point. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. And he buried him in a valley in the land of Moab over against Beth Peor, but no man knoweth of his sepulcher until this day. My message is, let the Lord bury you where the devil can't find you. And that's what I'm praying. You bury me, Lord, in you. Because we are in him. Did he say Christ in you, the hope of glory? All right, so now you leave that there, and we're going to go over into, but that's the subject there. We'll go over and help us to get where he can bury us. And I'm not talking about you dying either. I'm talking about you burying in him. He want to bury you. He want to put you where the devil can't find you. They couldn't find Moses and Jude. The devil got to fussing about Moses and Jude and cutting up about, you know, because God wouldn't let him get hold of Moses' body. Why, I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know about that. But I know the Lord can put you somewhere the devil can't get you. I know we can walk in God. Well, Satan can't do a thing with us. Not you sit there what you want. Yeah. I've read many, many, I used to love to read about people's lives, you know, like missionaries and stuff like this. And it just don't have to happen over in Germany and somewhere. Let's let it happen here. Let's do something here. God, you know, you read by you. I know I love to read things like that. I do. I got books. I got every one of Smith Wigglesworth's books, every one of them. Loved it. Sister Alma and Sister whoever else that done anything. I got their book in my library. I love to read what God do. But, you know, God want to work here. God want to work in Winsfield. We've been in Winsfield for... God want to work here in Winsfield. God want to work in your family. God want to work in your life. God loves the work, good works. He love it. So I come here to tell you tonight, hallelujah, let's let the Lord love us and put us in the place he want us to be. You that have been Christians a long time, let him bury you in himself. We are in Jesus and he's in us. That's what the Bible say. We are in Jesus. We are in Jesus. And he's in us. And he put you in him so the devil can't find you because you'll be in the word. So the devil don't like the word, child. He can't come up against this word. I'm telling you, he can't come up against this word. So let's go over into, let me see the other scripture. It's in Ephesians, brother. I tell you, he's always saying. I want to go to Ephesians 6. and 10. And this was my daughter's scripture, I think. Was it 6 and 10 or 11? Ephesians 6 and 11. Okay. We decided, I had 8 girls and I decided, and 2 boys. But I decided we would take the Psalms and take the scriptures and learn them. And so my kids learned a lot of scripture by memory. We would have, you know, I guess, how we do this thing? Well, I don't know if I almost got it. But and so they learned. And believe it or not, this was my hardest one back there. The one that do the biggest talk, Gwen. But when she came in with a bash. I'm telling you, and she don't take no stuff. She believe in right, and she believe in right on it. God, really, I saw the Lord, how he saved my children, and it was just wonderful how they came. Hallelujah. So they all profess Christ, all 8 of my girls, and my son, he's the only big head, pickle head, it ain't, you know. I don't know what's wrong with you men, but y'all just be the last ones. Y'all got to be ashamed of y'allself. The last one, the women will get saved. When the Lord, you know, can get a hold to a woman's heart. But a man, he almost have to twist his fingers, get out and wrestle him and go through judo, deuce and everything to get this man saved. And so I preached whatever God gave me. And during this time, God had given me authority, which I still have, over drug addicts. You know, the Lord just helped me to deliver drug addicts. And so here come this girl. I said, oh, Lord, not another one. She came in, the Lord delivered that girl. So I'm telling you, she came back in there after I preached. He delivered this drug addict. and this brother that sit over there and scowled at me with the thing around his leg, he said, little lady, pray for me. I said, of course, it didn't bother me, because, I mean, I knew what I was up against when I first started ministering. Listen, God has called you to the ministry, boy, woman, girl, whoever you are. Just do what God tell you to do, because he's going to be with you. He was with me, sister. I've preached in places where people say, I will never preach, and preach to 2 people he didn't want me to preach, and whatever. Because when God is for you, he's more than the world against you. Hallelujah. I say, if God is for you, he's more than the world. I said the world against you. Can't nobody come against you if God is for you. Hallelujah. And I told Al, you know, and he knows about that. The love of God I have seen in my house is amazing. Amazing. And now the person, you know what I had for I don't eat nothing on Sunday, but they got up and cooked for me and cooked me what I like, salmon croquettes. Girl, give me a salmon croquette and the biscuits and some syrup. You got somebody eating. Amen. And I see how God has moved. Listen, well, I don't care where you standing in life, what you going through, God, if you depend on God, God will move people out your way, move people in your way you need, move people out your way you don't need. I'm telling you, hallelujah, he will. I say he will. You hear me? And so the Lord told me, and one of my daughters got the same scripture. He said, just put on the whole armor. You can't go out there and fight without nothing on. And a lot of the saints, this is why you losing, because you ain't got a armor on. You got to put on the whole armor of God that you can fight the devil. He ain't worried about you. He ain't scared of you. No, he's not scared of you. Not yet. Not yet. But you just keep on living. We keep on living. But ain't no need of fooling yourself now. So I think it's time now for the church to get dressed up. I ain't talking about partying in the dinner club. We love to eat, you know. But all the churches do is partying. It's time now for the church to stop partying, come out to party, and let's get ready to do some work for God. It's a great work out here in Westfield. God put us out. He ain't moved us. The church, we didn't pay for the church, pay for the buses, but we still here. So it's got to be a reason. And I know if he wanted me to move, he done told me. And he know I don't care who say what. When God tell me something, what you say don't mean a thing to me. I want to tell y'all that up front. If God say move, so let's be moving. Whatever he tell me to do, I'm going to be doing it. But he ain't told me that. He has not told me that. Amen. But everything is in place. We could. Everything is in place. We don't owe nobody nothing. You know, and the same God that paid this off, he'll pay that off too. And then that's why we're trying to get this. See, all this up in here is farmland. So me and my sister in law, we're trying to get it turned to commercial zoning. By that being a commercial building over there, I don't think it'd be hard to get this zone commercial. So the Lord impressed upon me to get busy, and we've been trying. You know, then I got sick, and then but sister goes down, and she really helps me to get it done, to get it. And listen to this. So we got a call down there for one time, and somebody said, well, just tell them that it's commercial. I thought, you think I'm crazy? I mean, really, you think people, I'm that crazy? I said, okay, thank you. So we called back down there, and a man, I don't know who he was, he said, Sister Daisy, I'm going to help you to get this. All you got to do is bring this and bring that. One thing we ain't wrong, I'll try to get that from the insurance company. He said, I will help you get this rezoned. Nothing can come between you when God is in it. Put God in the front of you, and ain't a man, woman, boy, or girl can come against what God can do. That's what I thought. Well, I'm old enough to know that. I'm sorry. I got that on y'all. Yes, Lord. I got that on. The age really helps out here because the experience I've had. Amen. I know when God is on your side, everybody else is boop. You hear me? When God tell you to do something, I don't care who else disagree. If God tell you, it's going to work. Now, if God didn't tell you to do it, you're going to have some problems. But if you got God on your side, you got the world on your side. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So when I was, I had this little thing that went through that kept me out of church, and I couldn't believe it. I knew I was feeling bad and everything. I said, Lord. And they said, well, you got COVID. I said, what? Got what? You know, and I don't tell you any business. But anyway, I didn't have a bad case of it because, but I had it. And, you know, I didn't have no coughing and nothing, you know, nothing like that. I didn't have no headaches and nothing like that. But in about, I guess, 6 or 7 days, I tested clear. But I stayed away of still another, you know, from the church. I wasn't going to chance that, you know what I mean? But never did feel like I heard people feel. And being my age, too, they was kind of scared because I'm older. You notice I said older. Now, y'all get that now, older. All right, thank you. And so I just want to really thank God for being with me and for my daughter who's not well. You know, and she took me in and fed me and treated me like a queen. The one on the end there. I got 8, by the way. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 here. 6. Oh, I got another here, too? Yeah, Bridget, 6. Shoot. I said, where that other one at? And they treated me like a queen. She cooked for me, and she came home and cooked, and I know she'd be tired. Because the job she got, she didn't have the help at that time that she needed. And she come in, Mama, that's okay. I said, no, I'm going to do what I do. This is what I do anyway. So she made me think that she cook every day. I'm going to see. Oh. Mama, no. I'm going to do it. I said, not Karen, don't. I cook every day, Mama, when I come home. So I ate every day good stuff, good. She took, I mean, like a queen. I was treated like a queen. I was treated like a queen, which I am.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
It's how you see yourself. It's nothing wrong with you bragging on Jesus. If he didn't come in my heart, I'd be a mess. You hear me what I'm saying? I'd be an old mess. An older mess. Y'all didn't catch that. So I want to read now Ephesians 6 and 10. And I tell you, Apostle Paul, something else. I love him. When I see Jesus, then I want to see Paul. He's my favorite author. Put on the whole armor of God. Finally, my brethren, Be strong in the Lord. I got to remember me instead. And in the power of his might, put on the whole armor of God that you may able to stand against the wiles of the devil. I want to say this. The reason I read this first scripture, because I believe that if we would do this and fight the devil scripturally, I believe we will be hid in Christ and the devil won't be able to find us. He couldn't find Paul and them. He couldn't do nothing to them until it got to their time. And the enemy can't do nothing to you until it's time. God, your life is planned. Your life is already planned out. Am I telling the truth? And nobody can do nothing to you. No, and you belong to God. You're his property. You're his property. And nobody can do nothing to you. Nobody. And succeed. Everybody looking at me, but it's the truth. God takes care of his people. I say God takes care of. I was so glad to hear your testimony, Derek, because I hadn't heard it. You know what I mean? And I know Derek is quiet. Derek gonna say nothing. I tell you, Derek talk, you really talking something that he didn't want to hear because he's very quiet. You got to bring up a subject that's really intelligent and whatever else that Derek listens to. Amen. I just love him. But we heard the service last week, and in fact, we sat down together and heard it. It was marvelous, magnificent. I'm so proud of what this church has done and has come. Now, do you think God has put all this in here for us to be empty?
No.
You believe that?
No.
So something wrong, ain't it?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. I'll rest my case. Okay. He said, finally, brother. He said that another time too, finally, brother. I said, boy, you always filing this thing. This must be really something I got to read. He said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of what? And then do what? Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Don't think you can stand against Satan's tricks and by yourself. Don't even try. Now, when I first read this many years ago, when the saints really had this scripture going, you know, they would get up and they say, Lord, I'm putting on this and I'm putting on that and I'm putting on this. I don't know how you do that, but that's what they said. But however, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, and we are wrestling with Satan. We are. But against principalities, these princes, all these demons and stuff, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. You know what? I don't really know how you work or kind of jobs you got or whether you can come or not, and I don't care if it's one or two, but we got to start praying in this church.
Amen. Amen.
I came from a praying church.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
I know that the gas is high. But we got to find a way for us to get together and start praying.
Amen.
And I'm not just talking on Wednesday. We have Wednesday night prayer. But I'm talking about praying. Have seasons of prayer. This is the only way we're going to stop this devil from taking our kids. Come on now. You know, it ain't a choir that's going to get them. It's a lot of choirs. They still don't go to church. What church they go to with the choir? We're going to have to pray. Jesus prayed. In fact, so much, if you notice the Gospels, the disciples did not ask Jesus to teach them how to heal or cast out devils. They said, Lord, teach us to pray. Because they seen Jesus praying. And they must have seen something that was happening afterward. They noticed that when he went out, there was not a devil that stood before him. And if we pray like God tells us to pray, we're going to see things move. But we're going to have to pray.
Amen.
We got to pray.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got up this morning, and I don't know nothing about no cars. If somebody said, but my tire's going down. It had 35 miles of 35 pressure on it. This morning, all my four tires got 34, I don't know what the things are doing. I said, Lord, you let me get to church and let these men look at this thing. I don't know what's wrong with this car. And this is a new car. I mean, you know, what is it? 2019? What I got? Y'all know my car? What is it, a 20-something? Yes, yeah, it's, you know, it ain't brought last year, but it's bought, paid for too. But anyway, I said, Lord, I don't know what's wrong with this car. And I told Dad, I said, Dad, the pressure in my tire's going down. So I got up and I thought, I said, Lord, I hope the tire ain't down on the ground. I don't know about no pressure in no car, you know. You know anything about that? You do? Well, after you tell me about that. So I know Dobbs would check them for free. They would check them, you know what I'm saying? But I said, honey, what's the matter with the car? He said, I don't know. I said, well, the pressure keep going down in my tires. It was 35, then the next day it was 34. I got up this morning, all the tires are 34, pressure. I said, Lord, let me get to church because I want to go to church. Please let me get to church. Now, where should I go that I don't hit nothing where I can get to church? So I came down. I did not go through, what's the little place? Parakeet. Yeah, no, I didn't go through there. They got too many going around. They got stuff blocked. I said, I'm going down Z like I've been going, and I'm come on and come to church. So my car parked out there. I hope it's got air in the tire so I can get home. But however, I am glad to be in the house of God this morning. I said, I'm glad to be in the house of God this morning. I'm glad I can stand on my feet, sister. When I could not, I was so weak, I couldn't stand. I'm glad to be standing. I'm glad I can jump. I'm glad I can clap. I'm glad about Jesus. I'm glad he loves me. I'm glad. Hallelujah. Now, y'all ain't got nothing to praise God for, but I got something to praise him for. I just thank him. In my 60, we've been married 66 years in October, me and my husband. Can you imagine that? We married when we was kids. I don't know nothing but him, just Ernest. He got up this morning. He know I don't eat on Sunday, but he wants me to eat. He says, Les, you got to eat. I said, well, I'll eat when I come back, honey. The kids coming back, and they're going to cook, and we'll eat. So he cooked some of my favorite salmon croquettes. I love salmon croquettes. So he cooked his salmon croquettes, cooked me one, and left it there. I said, Dad, I said, I'll eat it when I come home. So I got to have salmon croquettes and whatever else y'all cook. God is good. See, the people that understand this understand what God is doing. God is moving. God will make your enemies be at peace with you. God will make somebody that don't love you, love you. God will turn your situation around. But you've got to be God. You got to be real. Stop being phony. Be who you are. Praise the Lord. We don't care. I don't come here to see what people got on. I don't care what you know what you got on. Shoot. Care what you got on. God is your judge. I have something about the pulpit now. Y'all will find out I got some funny ways about that. But when you sit in this way, I don't care if you walk upside down. As long as you don't disturb. But this is time now for us to get up now and put on something. It's time for us to get clothed. We got to put on something for faith. We got to put on something on our feet. And I was thought about saying, all these men think about putting on Florsheims. What's your name, them good shoes they put on now? What was that good woman shoe? Go in. That fancy woman shoe. What is that man's shoe they put on? They be sharp too, boy. Florsheim, they used to wear Florsheim in my days. They be shiny. Huh? Ryan, what is them shoes? Them good shoes? Stacy, there you go. Them Stacy Adams, yeah. He ain't talking about that. He talking about to clothe your feet with the word. Clothe your feet with wanting to do, take you somewhere to give somebody something they need. And you know, a lot of times we think about overseas. It's people right next to you need something. It's a man down the street, right from you, waiting for somebody to come and say that he could tell his troubles to, that he ain't got nobody. It's people all around you. You looking over in Africa, and it's people right next door and down the street from you that need you to say hello. Jesus loves you. I'm telling you, Jesus loves you. That's, you know, Jesus loves you. Hallelujah. I found this out just living. I go in the store, you know, and I see people, and I like people that looking bad so I can say something. The baddest looking ones, I like them tough ones, girl. You know, and you just, you know, I was sitting, this good lady was in the store, we was in line, and she was just wrung out. Because people go through a lot, you know what I'm saying? And I turned around and we started, I said, oh, the Lord just loves you so much. She said, he does. People don't know that Jesus loves them. I said, Lord, love you, honey. And then I can ask about the trouble can come. Then they can tell me about the trouble, see? People need God. People need us. He need us to tell them that the Lord loves them. The Lord want them moving this hour. This is his day. It's his day in us. Praise the Lord. And so he said, put on the whole armor. So let's read what the armor is. I like this. Because we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. You know, you might could have beat your brother wrestling. You could tussle down your sister if y'all used to wrestle. But we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. We're wrestling against powers and principalities, high things in Satan's army, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Oh, Lord, spiritual wickedness in high places. I don't know how he knew that. But today, we're wrestling against spiritual wickedness in high places. It's terrible. I say it's terrible. I don't care what you say. It's terrible. It's terrible. I'm older, praise the Lord. And I came from a southern town. I wasn't born in a southern town. I was born in Michigan, Detroit. But when I was 13 years old, I went to Mississippi. And it was still people that was wrong. But it wasn't all out flunting like they do now. There's a man in our town, he was something wrong with him, you know. We had a young boy in our school that something was wrong. But it wasn't just coming out the closet, I guess you want to say. Amen. Not only did it come out the closet, we don't seem to care. I'm not saying they couldn't come to church. But we're supposed to have power with God to let people know that who loves them. God made you a man, you a man. God made you a woman, you a woman. Don't let nobody else tell you that. Now they're saying that that's the kids what you want to be. I mean, we done went crazy. And we don't see we done went crazy. You think God going to just sit back and let us go crazy like this? You think we're supposed to be the nation that show other nations what to do? What kind of to-do are we showing them? When our presidents and people in our offices ain't doing nothing. Amen. Yes, Jesus loves us, every one of us. He does. But if you're a man and God made you a man, you're a man. I'm sorry. If he made you a girl, you a girl. And ain't no better. I don't care what kind of law they pass. Ain't no law that's going to be passed that's going to make you anything else. Because when he made you beautiful, whatever thing God made is good. And very good. Thank you, sister. And if you're a boy, you are very good. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And this is nothing but the enemy against your soul. I said it's the enemy against your soul. And God want to help you. And God want to straighten you out because he loves you. And if he tell you, you know, people that love you will tell you the truth. You know, you got somebody say, well, I don't want to tell her. You don't love her. Don't tell me you love her, love, and don't tell the truth. Because the truth makes people free. Not set them, make them. That's a different notice. Both of them scriptures say make. The Lord showed me that years ago. It said, you shall know the truth, John 8:32, and the truth will make you free. Not set you free. Because setting and making is two different words. But to make you free, that means, give me a word here. To make something, when God made the world, that's power. When he made the world, to make you free is to turn you all the way around. To set you free, when he made you free, you are free indeed. Amen. So there's nothing that God cannot do for you today if you just come to him. You ain't in no place. too hard for God. Ain't nothing. Ain't nobody too hard. And ain't no place too hard. God loves you. I'm telling you. I know that. I experienced it. God loves us. Say, God loves me. This I know. For the Bible tell me so. Little children, to him belong. And he tell us we weak, and we are. Don't think we can whoop nobody. Shoot, we can't, you know, we get mad and be around there pounding because somebody said something to us. You know, what you want to be? I don't like what she said. I don't, you know, you walk around with your head down and, you know, bumping into everybody and carrying on. Come on. Come on, y'all. Let's do better. Let's read this Bible and ask God to bury us where the devil can't find us. He'll put you in a place where you can overcome the devil. You know, he didn't put you out here and the devil just going to overcome you. No. He wants you to be an overcomer. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. So he said, finally, brethren, he said, put on the whole armor. So we might have got on some of it. We ain't got it all on. That you may be able to stand against the wiles. I wrote down, these are tricks of the devil. Because you're not wrestling against flesh and blood. You're not wrestling against principalities, but against principalities and powers and against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. They're hidden. Wherefore, take unto you, and notice this now, take it unto you, the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day. And having, oh my goodness, he don't understand. He said, and having all the stand, then he say, stand therefore. Having your loins girt with truth, and have it on the breastplate of righteousness. And that's over here. The breastplate. I had one time I taught this, and somebody reminded me. They had drew this thing, you know. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. Listen, but above all, number 16, taking the shield of faith, wherewith we shall be able to quench what? All of them? All of them? He said we'd be able to quench all the fiery darts of the devil. And take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the spirit, which is what? I'm under the impression, you know what I'm saying? I know we're busy. I know people are busy, 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 busy. And but we got to stop partying. Party. The church got to stop partying and get in and get some more God. I remember, and I think maybe Gwen can remember, and Al can remember, we did not go to no restaurant on Sunday after church. Who can remember that? Y'all ain't old enough. I remember. You wouldn't have thought of nobody in the church going to a restaurant after church. It wouldn't have passed your mind. Hey, that wouldn't even come. In fact, you talking about it. Look at them people. Ain't that pitiful? Now we beat them in there. God is not pleased with it. I'm just telling you what he told me. I am not pleased, he said, with the church. The way that he said, y'all need some new wine. He woke up in the morning, so he said, new wine. He said, that old wine don't do. He said, get some new wine. We got to have some new wine, some new understanding, some new stuff, everything new in God. Because this old stuff ain't working. It just ain't working. So if we want the church, you know, you can fill the church up, get you a big choir and, you know, a good musician and all the things. People will come. They'll come just to hear musicians. I know I'm telling you the truth because I did it myself. I used to go all over St. Louis to hear Brother Clark preach. I liked him, but I loved that choir. We would get up in the morning. Tell my kid, what would we win? We go all over in East St. Louis just to hear the church. I don't remember even what a sermon he preached, but I sure remember. I remember that good choir. Because them folks could sing, boy. I'm telling you. And that man could play. We were, and the kids, I didn't have to say, y'all get ready. They beat me getting ready. Be in the car waiting. Come on, mama. And we shoot. We used to take me and Sister Boy and her kids. We I don't know where all them kids sat. I had a station wagon. But we, Gwen and all my 8 girls and the 2 boys, and we all went to church to hear the choir. I didn't hear nothing that the kids say the man preached. And he was a good preacher. We went to hear the choir. So when you come here, I know you come here because you like, because we ain't got no choir. Not that I don't want a choir. But I don't want you coming here for just the choir. I want you to come here to be delivered, to be set free from your sin, to get you ready for heaven. Sure as I'm born. Now I'm not setting no dates. Jesus is coming back. And what I'm studying, Al, when he come back, then what? But I told the Lord, I said, I don't care what it is, what they doing, what they show. I don't want to be left here. I say, when you come, Lord, I want to go with you. Help me to live where when you come, I am fit to go with you when you come. I don't care if it is a second coming. I don't want to be in it. I don't understand it. And I don't want to be left here with these crazy people. Because you think if the Holy Ghost is gone, can you imagine what it'll be like? Don't be crazy. If it isn't such a thing as a second coming, am I saying something wrong? If it isn't such a thing as that, think what kind of world you're going to be left in. It's crazy. You know, we ain't seen nothing yet. We have seen nothing yet. Amen. So the church need to stop partying and let's get down to business with God. And start getting clothes on. Get some clothes on. You don't want to come and you ain't got no clothes on. I don't want people knocking on my door. I get up at some time when I was so, you know, couldn't hardly get up off the couch. I said, I got to go put my clothes on. Because somebody may knock on that door and I don't want no man coming here and I ain't got my clothes on. Or lady either, you know. So I just get on up. When I wasn't feeling good, I'd get up anyway. I said, so let's get up. Ernest can't put your clothes on. I have to put my own clothes. I got to put my clothes on. I got things I got to do. I got to do it. You talking about learning how to talk to yourself. Oh, Jesus. Oh, yes. I'm the one person. Hallelujah. I talked about this. Let's get up. You got to do such a thing. You got to do this. You got to do that. You got to do this. You got to do that. And the kids have been a blessing. Hallelujah. I don't, you know, like Sunday's my day off. I just sit. And Jackie said, get over there and sit down, Mama. She ain't got to tell me that because I'll be heading anyway. but I done talked to myself all the week. Get up, Celeste. I want to lay down. I'm not feeling not, you know what I'm saying. I want to lay down. I want to lay down. You know, and I get up. I say, all right, Celeste, it's time to get up. Get up, girl, get up. I even fuss about, I said, girl, get yourself up from here. Mama, what you doing? I said, I got to go clean this thing out here. I got to do this. I don't do a lot, you know what I'm saying. But I got to get up. And I noticed, Sister Brenda, when I get up, I feel better. When I get up, I feel, but as long as I lay there, it's Paul Celeste. Poor little thing. She ain't feeling good, poor thing. But when I get up off of that couch, get up and move in the kitchen, move some around, put something up, I say, I begin to feel better. Maybe the way you don't feel good, you ain't up. Get up. Get up from the solution you in, get up and move. Get up and do what the devil said you can't do. Amen. 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 God talking to somebody. Amen. You know, because if you lay there and pity yourself, you're going to be in bad shape. Because, you know, we can sure enough do some pity. Y'all know that, child. People know I'm sick. I better call Al and tell him. I said, I ain't calling Al nothing. I said, what are you going to do? I said, I am coming to church. Make yourself. I said, ain't nothing wrong with me. My feet move. My mind is thinking. I am going to church. Yes, Daddy said, honey, what you going to do? I said, I'm going to church. He said, oh, okay. Shoot. I ain't going to sit there no more. You know, the longer I sit, the longer the devil make me sit. Sister Davis ain't here today. And, I mean, I don't feel 100%, but I sure feel 99.5%. I feel better than I felt yesterday and day before and last week. I was a mess. But I told the Lord, I said, God, I can't lay up here. I got to get around the saints. I got to go see Sister Phyllis and Sister Vicky and Brother Joe. I got to get out of here. Yeah, but the tires, I said, well, they just have to lay down on the thing. Don't let the rims get messed up. Shoot. I said, I'm going to church. Then the thing, it pops on in my car. You know, when it pop on 34%. I said, I don't know what you mean 34%, but you're taking me to church today, buddy. I don't know what that means, sister. I'll go by Dobbs and let them look at it. I don't know what it means. I say, but I am going to church today. And I'm not going through that place with all them. Girl, they got stuff all, detours all the way through there now, sister. You can't hardly get in there. I said, no, I'm going to ride right down in like I've been going. And you know, God's so good to me, the traffic be just nothing. And y'all may not pay that no attention. But when I get on in, the traffic ain't nothing on here in Harley. And I said, Lord, you're so good to me. I ain't got to face no traffic. I ain't got to do this. And just go straight on down and turn that corner. And I know when I reach Hopewell to put the light on to go right and turn on, look on the ground, there's a little arrow down there and follow it on around. Well, you're talking about a happy soul. It's like y'all done gave me some a big old peach. I'll be so happy. I am so happy to be here today. I'm thrilled. I am thrilled to be in the house of God today. I am thrilled to see you sitting there. I'm thrilled to see your smile. I'm thrilled what God has done for you. I'm thrilled to hear your testimonies. I'm thrilled that God is so good. He's good, Carol. I mean, he passed good. You have a testimony? It's my daughter, Karen. You have a testimony? Yeah, you don't tell how God touched you Wednesday night? You know, did he touch you? Yeah, you won't tell him. Yeah, but breathing. Yeah, I had to get up and go in the room and see was she still there. Yeah, after Wednesday prayer, because God touched her, and if you can believe it, all things are possible. God wants you completely well. You don't have to have nothing that's out there, and none of the signs say Karen got the hell such as that. No, Karen can be well and healthy. So whatever you want from God, believe and it shall be so. Amen. Hallelujah. He said all things are possible. Girl, I believe all things are possible. I told the Lord all last week, I said, I am going to church Sunday, Lord. I'm going to church. I'm sitting down here. I said, you might get your tail up here. Talking to me. Get yourself up here. I'm going to church Sunday. So this morning, Dad got up and cooked my favorite meal. Cooked me one, too. I said, I'm going to eat it when I get home. And I got up, I said, I'm looking at the clock. I said, I got to get my clothes on now. At around 8 o'clock, 8:30, I got to be gone because I got to be there at 9:30 for my kids. When I got to church, my oldest pupil put his arms around me and said, Pastor, I'm so glad. I almost cried. I said, Lord, don't let him do too much because I'm going to cry. I know. And my daughter tell me I cry. Mama, you just cry. I'm going to cry. I'm just crying, you know. People, love, y'all don't understand what love is. Love put Jesus on the cross and made him go through all of that stuff. I don't know exactly what he went through, sister. No, you will never suffer like he did. Nobody has suffered like he suffered. For me, so I think about what he did for me. I say, I'm getting my tail up here and I'm going to church. So Dad don't want me to, you know, he said, honey, be careful. I said, I will be careful. He can't even see him behind that truck. I said, be careful. He said, be careful. I said, I will, honey. I'll be okay. I'm going and I'll be back. Because, see, one of my kids will drive back for me. They're going to worry about the tire getting doing down. I'm so happy. I just praise God. What's that song? What was that song you had on, Derek, a first, second song? What was that song? Huh? Yeah, God is. Play that, Derek. This is our church, Derek. We do what we want to.